This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The Farm Workforce Modernization Act has been reintroduced to the House of Representatives, which aims to bring meaningful reforms to the H-2A Ag Workforce Visa program. The bill is sponsored by California Democrat Zoe Lofgren and Sunnyside Republican Dan Newhouse, who says there have been a few updates to the bill that passed the House in 2019.
One of those things, the most important one, in 2019, we froze the adverse wage at that date level. And of course, that's almost 2 years ago now. And so we had to bring that up to date. But essentially, it's the same bill. And that's the way the House rules are.
Newhouse says they hope to get it through the House before the end of the month.
If we can reintroduce a bill and bring it to the floor before the 1st of April, it can move forward for a vote without having to go through the committee process. After April 1st, then it has to start all over again.
Once in the Senate, Newhouse says there will likely be some tweaking.
Just so you know, that's a good thing, I believe, strategically, because the bill was not going to get any better in the House, frankly, at least from my perspective, with the Democrats in the majority. We got this about as good as we could.
Listen tomorrow for more on the reintroduction of the Farm Workforce Modernization Act.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.